Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. That's Split Ends with History Never Repeats. But does it? To tell us all about that and much more, you're joined by our resident historian, John Gribben, on 1FM Live and Local this morning at 22 minutes to 8. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Terry.
How are you? I haven't spoken to you for a while.
You haven't spoken to us for a while, and while we had this high hiatus, I've actually been out discovering the country.
Ah, good on you.
And one of the things I want to talk about today is one place that I've had a look at, and it's the Boxwood Lime Kilns.
Which now, I have never heard of.
Never heard of it, but it's in the Greater Shepparton area. To give you an idea of its location, it's halfway sort of between Dookie and Devonish.
Okay.
So it's about five or so kilometres past Dookie Township, and it's sort of a nature reserve. It's Crown land, and it's, I think, but I would have to say this is one of the most impressive things to see, to actually visually see in the municipality. It is very, very impressive. What it is, back in the 1870s, there was lime discovered at the top of a hill at a place called Boxwood, at this particular location. And at the time, it wasn't really sort of focused. There wasn't much focus about it. But in 1925, they really got serious about it. And they ended up putting up some infrastructure at the top of a hill, as well as building these huge kilns for creating the quick lime, which is how you get the lime. And they built this unusual quarry, which is about, to give you an idea, it's at the top of a hill, but it's sort of 10 metres wide by 10 metres deep by probably 200 metres long. Okay, it's very, very unusual. And if anyone hasn't seen it, my advice is to go out and have a look because it is extremely interesting.
So now, what was the lime used for, John?
Well, for lime. So for building, if they would use lime to build as the material lime, which is used for concrete, was used for farm purposes, like on orchards and just improving soils.
Okay.
They used lime for basically everything, right through to toothpaste. It was really quite a versatile material, but it was one of those things that this particular quarry was such high quality lime that in the 1930s, they started to process a situation where they were getting together money to build a company to extract it in huge quantities. So this lime was going to come out in, I think they were talking about roughly 5,000 tonnes a year to come out of this particular mine. And it never seemed to eventuate. But all the infrastructure is still there from the 1920s. Detailing where all this stuff happened. My understanding is that it changed. The original place was called Lime Kilns, but in the 1890s they changed the name to Boxwood because they said, oh, well, they're going to get a post office there, and they thought that was more in keeping with what they had with all these box trees on the hill. But if someone hasn't seen it, it's certainly worth going to have a look. I really need to speak to a geologist about what's there. Apparently, one of the features of this particular mine was its quantities of what's called Iceland spar, which is, looks like a clear quartz, but it's obviously it's not, it's calcium carbide, and it is some of the highest quality of lime that you can get. So maybe one day it will be turned into a big main thing of lime quarrying, I don't know, but at the moment, it's just a great nature reserve, and it's a great day out.
So the Boxwood Nature Reserve, I think
Boxwood
it is,
Boxwood Lime Kilns. The government had actually turned it into a nature reserve. There is, on the Boxwood Road, there is a car park, and you could park at that and go for a walk through a small gateway and take you up the hill, which I think is, yeah, the hill's about 60 metres high, I suppose, and it'll probably take you about, I reckon, 15 minutes to walk it to the actual site. But once you get to the site, you'll be spending a bit of time looking around some of the old infrastructure that's there.
I'm intrigued.
I'm intrigued.
I want to go there.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. If you haven't been there before, it's actually, if you're looking at challenging yourself, like walking up Mount Major, this one is probably a little bit easier to do, a good sort of a starter for you if you're starting out walking in the area.
So you'd basically find it by looking for Boxwood Nature Reserve.
I think so. Yeah, yeah. I think that's how you can find it. But it's on Boxwood Road.
It's coming up on Google Maps.
A car park.
Coming up on Google Maps. There you go.
Yeah,
you can see it.
Google Maps. I tried to find some sort of stories that went with it, and the best I got is that one bloke almost blew himself up and hurt his chest and his arm and lost an eye. With a charge that went off a bit early on his exploratory work, but that's about it. It's one of those things I think is a really hidden gem for a Shepparton. For those that haven't been there, well worth a trip.
Oh, I'm going to give it a whirl. I might even do it this weekend.
at a perfect time of year to do it too.
Not too hot, yes. I walked up Mount Major in February on my birthday, just as a thing to do on my birthday, and yeah, that was a bit hot. Beautiful weather we're having at the moment. Doing anything interesting for Easter, John?
Well, I don't want to go too far up in case the Easter Bunny can't find me. But,
that's true.
No, not doing too much at all.
Well, hopefully you get a bit of a chance to spend time with your loved ones and put your feet up.
Same to you.
Thank you, John.
Good on you, Terry. Bye-bye.
Across our area, it's not uncommon for slow-moving, large, oversized farm machinery to be on the roads. Farmers may be moving their equipment from one paddock to another, or heavy vehicles may be transporting large machinery around the region. Please be patient when passing these vehicles. Slow down and move to the left of the road to allow them to pass you safely. If you need to overtake, be patient. Wait until you have a good, clear view of the road ahead, and when it's safe, proceed with caution. This message proudly brought to you by RoadSafe Goulburn Valley.
Station sponsor.
Do you need it knocked over or smashed up? Keith McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher, they're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 58299413.
Sponsors of 1FM.
The new 2022 Samsung TV range is almost here. So now is the time to contact Jason's TV and pre-order your new Samsung TV. Whether it's a 32-inch for the bedroom or a big 65-inch for watching the footy, the new Samsung range is the quality option for all TV viewing. Easy-to-use smart TV functions are built into all models. And with Jason's TV delivery, setup and handwritten instructions, everyone will get the most out of their new TV. Pre-order now. Jason's TV, 0403-688-666.
1FM sponsor.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
We all have our own purpose in life, and it's different for everyone. It could be looking after the land or bringing smiles to your customers. Maybe it's building a dream home to raise your family. Maybe it's to keep studying and learning, or coaching and staying connected to the community. No matter what you're here to do, GMCU are here for you. GMCU, banking with purpose. Visit gmcu.com.au or speak to your local team today.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.